Oh, sure. So the Bearcats and Biotech is a pilot program created out of the brainchild of Dr. Maureen Dolan and Miss Candace Campbell, who is a high school teacher at Brooklyn High School. They thought it would be a good way to get some high-performing students into the research labs early, get them interested in a STEM major, and also make them more competitive for any endeavors, future endeavors.
Right. And so tell us about, how did you get involved in this, Nicolette?
Miss Campbell talked to me like in November about this because I was really loved her biology class and she thought I'd be a perfect person. So then I signed up and I joined and I got accepted into the program.
Very good. And how did you get involved in this?
Same teacher, Miss Campbell. My junior year in AP biology, she picked me out of just high test scores and things like that. And I told her I'd been interested in biology research and a little bit of agriculture. So she thought I'd be a good fit.
So as this kind of developed, I guess, how did this idea develop, Shay, from the idea to the initial part of, you know, kind of developing a program that would ultimately, you know, have them go to created state?
So part of a scientist's career, of course, is to present their research, and Creative State is a perfect venue for young scientists to present what they're working on and give usually a first experience for presenting something that they've worked on, especially in the science laboratory setting. So we knew we wanted to use Creative State as a opportunity for those for these two students to get I guess their feet wet and presenting in a scientific manner.
And do you see something like this? I mean, obviously there's a lot of positives for a program like this.
Oh yes. So I am sure Chance and Nicolette can talk about this more, but you know what we wanted to do is just, you know, give them an experience in a cutting-edge research laboratory working on real science and have them be a part of it, gain some skills, gain experiences, and also gain knowledge of scientific content as moving forward. And I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure these guys can expound on that.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Nicolette and Chance, kind of tell us a little bit about how you all got started in the program. What were some things that you all did?
Some things I did was just working on individual projects within the SHU lab, which I was put into, working with my mentor, Tristan Wright, working on cloning at a molecular level and just plasmid customization. And that's essentially what I did throughout my project. Did some individual things, learned some techniques that you don't learn at a high school level, like Kamasi blue, Western blotting, using DNA gels, DNA extraction, also restriction digestion to pull apart pieces of DNA and create plasmids that we want and pull out the pieces we don't want and put in what we do want. That's pretty much what I've done throughout my side of the project. Nicolette, I think, did a little different.
Yeah, we had very different experiences and know about things we learned. I worked in Dr. Hood's lab, and I worked with my mentor, Joshua Bird, mainly on his project over oxidation and reduction agents as bioremediation, where we took the dye methyl orange, which is a dye used in clothing, and we, like, separated it and then ran it through HPLC so we could see, like, the degradation of it throughout its process to see if it's harmful or not. And I learned a lot through that, like, I've never heard of this before I came to A-State. And right now I'm doing cation and anion exchange using buffer systems, and I like a lot of stuff, like, similar to him with, like, the digest and things as well.
Right. So how long were you working on these programs or on this research?
The entire project started about the beginning of the second semester of high school, so around January, February-ish, and then Create A-State was obviously a couple weeks back, and I'm still working on some ending parts of my project, just some research that we didn't have enough time to put into the Create A-State presentation, and just some individual stuff to help this project tie in with what the SHU lab's doing.
Nicolette?
My main project what I did at Create State took about 4 months, and then at the moment I'm starting a brand new project with another mentor in my lab to like learn more things about like corn and things.
Yeah, fantastic. So was it something that you would do as part of your regular high school day at Brookland, or did you do these things, you know, off-site, different parts of the day? How did that work by way of, was this part of your regular classwork, or how did that work?
It was completely separate from stuff we did at Brookland. As seniors, we get the opportunity to leave class early due to most of us have finished our credits.
Mm-hmm.
So I myself would leave at 12:30 every day, come to the lab at 1, and do all my work within the ABI and do my research completely separate. So.
Yeah, Nicole.
And I would leave at 1:20 and do the exact same as James.
What was it like? And I'll start, Nicolette, with you. You said you're working with Josh, Joshua Bird, and others. How was it like, you know, being able to work with them in that lab setting, if you don't mind, please?
It was very intimidating for me at first because they obviously are graduate students and I'm in 12th grade, and I felt very anxious and nervous about it. But then they really welcomed me and like have taught me so many things. Like some of the things they've taught me has like lined up with what I'm learning in my classes at high school, and so like I get a very better understanding of the practicality of it. So it's been really helpful, and I just like love my lab because of all they've done.
Yeah, Chance.
A lot of the same things. It was very intimidating, considering that in high school, even in the higher level classes, you do nothing close to what you do at a collegiate research level, and especially coming in and working with Dr. Hsu, it just seems like that man knows everything there is to know. And I coming out with no research experience was a little difficult. But the lab was very eager to help, especially like just the people in the lab. Tristan, my mentor, and all of them were always there. If I had any questions, they would always help. If I needed to know where something was at, they were always fast to show me, and they always tried to explain things so I knew the individual processes and gained knowledge throughout it and didn't just gain practice.
Right. And Shay, I guess that's kind of the idea for doing something like this. And there are benefits all around by way when you have that opportunity to be able to bring in high school students into a college lab.
Yeah. I mean, Chance and Nicolette both mentioned their mentors. So the peer-to-peer mentoring aspect of it is extremely important. And going forward, we're looking for more mentors that are opening to taking one of these high school students under their wings and kind of being their guide through this experience. And hopefully more schools buy into this and it becomes a highly competitive fellowship next year and the years to come.
That's what I was going to ask. Is this the first of its kind to be able to have something like this?
It's not the first of its kind, but I believe our focus is the peer-to-peer mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
The first of its kind definitely in Northeast Arkansas. And it's another way for a lot of these students to connect to Arkansas State University, connect to maybe a future career, and also make some personal connections and business connections and networking early on, especially with the grad students, the faculty advisors, and other people.
Right. And no matter where you all go to school eventually, I don't know if you have your school choices already set or not, but how would this help if you decide to either go to Arkansas State or go to another university? How does this experience kind of help you? Nicolette, I'll start with you.
Well, I'm going to a different university.
Sure.
And this has, like, really just opened up, like, connections just in this area. Like, I've met people that, like, outside the college. Like, I've known, like, got to meet more agricultural stuff, like, and see how it plays such an important role in this region. And I think this has really helped me when I go to my next college, as it'll give me a step up on the other freshmen, as they won't have this lab research, like, background that I've had through this opportunity.
All right. Chance?
As for me, I actually am going to Arkansas State, and It's been really great in getting me in with doctors. It's got me in with, obviously, Dr. Hsu, who's offered me a position to stay around on to next year, to stay in the same lab, stay in the same research atmosphere. And then also other doctors like Dr. Dolan has really taken an interest in me and has really helped me, kind of mentoring me. And I've really appreciated that. Other interests like Dr. Lawrence has also commented on my research and has also said if I don't already have a spot, she wants me in her lab. So it's getting me in with people here, and it's going to help me in the next 4 years and on to whatever I decide to do after that.
And I guess really when you're talking about Arkansas State being a research-based university now, especially with a research designation, people may not think, and this is good for parents to know, that we have seniors from Brookland High School here who are talking about their research experience. And some people may not think that as a, you know, high school senior, maybe as an undergraduate student, Shay, that they can actually get real-world research work in the labs at ABI, at the Arkansas Biosciences Institute lab we have here on campus. That's pretty. That's huge.
Yeah, I think it's great. And, you know, whenever I talk to in K-12 all the way up until seniors like these guys, is get involved early. And these guys are doing just that. Get involved early. You know, start putting the pieces together, start meeting the people, because you guys, you're going to rely on this experience and these people going forward in your lives.
How do you think, Nicolette, that this has helped you in your learning? I know, as you said, you're going to another university, but how do you think it'll help you as you go into whatever it is you – by the way, what do you want to major in?
I want to major in mathematical biology.
Okay, so how do you think this will help you in your studies?
I think it's going to give me, a great foundation as – when I came into this program, I didn't even know how to, pipette properly, and, now I'm, a pro, I guess. But, it's going to give me a great foundation for, all my, future research endeavors as – this has given me a great learning experience of being able to mess up and learn like that, and not mm-hmm. Worry about huge things happening, but in college it might huge things might happen. So it's going to give me a good foundation. So I get all my mess ups done now instead of later.
But you need to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it is kind of a training ground in that way. Chance?
Like I said earlier, there's nothing like this in high school.
Yeah.
You don't get any kind of, in biology classes, you're making volcanoes and dissolving acid off pennies and things like that. So it's not near the same, and people come in with wrong ideas about what research is. And I think going on, this just shows me what I'm capable of. Mm-hmm. Research is not, everything's not curing cancer and big-name doctors. High school seniors, me and Nicolette both came in and made real life projects and made real life results, and the project I'm working on is going to go on. I'll probably be doing the same sort of stuff for the next 4 years. Learning wise, like I said, I've been learning processes like Western blotting, which intimidates some even undergraduate students, because
sure.
It's a pretty in-depth process and a bunch of steps, and I took notes watching other graduate students, people with going on to get PhDs and things like that. So it just helped me learn a lot about note-taking and also kind of narrowing down my options. I'm going in with a broad biology, so I don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing yet.
But I think that's a good thing, though, because you can start finding out what your niche is. Mm-hmm. And by the time that you start getting your four-year degree, and you may be looking at, both of you may be looking at master's degrees, possibly even PhDs, you can find that niche, and you can kind of go in that certain, directed research area. So that'll be good. You all presented at Created State. Nicolette, what was your, how was your experience there when you went through Created State presentations?
When I first did it, I was super nervous because, I've never, I did, a science experiment, Pharaoh experiment for a while ago, but, it wasn't the same caliber, and I was super nervous, but the more I presented, the more comfortable I got, and the more I understood my material, and I thought it was a cool experience to start getting presentation as well as research just as, 17 when everyone else, has to wait till they're, 25.
All right. Chance?
Pretty much exactly what she just said. But the only thing I would add is probably that individual doctors actually came by and added new ideas. It was more of a learning experience for me because, it's your project. You think you know as much as you can about it. And then somebody who knows more than you comes by and kind of, takes you to class. And you learn a lot of new information that just gives you not only a better background for the next project, but it gives you a better explanation for the next time somebody comes by and is asking for a presentation.
Yeah, and you can also maybe expound on that research, definitely. And that's really kind of what it's all about, Shay.
That's exactly right. I mean, science is a collaborative environment. So getting new ideas, getting taken to class, I guess, it is all about growing and learning and, you know, it's all about them having a good time, positive experience.
And so how would you rate this experience for, you know, the Bearcats and biotechnology and that, how would you kind of rate that, how it's been so far? It sounds like it was like a really successful thing.
Yeah. So these guys have exceeded my expectations. They really have. I was a little worried. They were kind of timid at first, but they really opened up. I mean, they're college students. I mean, they really are. You can't tell them the difference. They're walking around with their heads held high, you know, talking about Western blotting, industrial application of enzymes. I mean, it's just amazing to see the transformation.
Very good. So hopefully this will lead to more collaborations between high schools and the university.
Of course. Of course. We're looking to expand this program. We want this to be a very competitive fellowship. We want local schools to be interested and their high-performing students to send in applications and be considered for these fellowships.
And as you started this, what did you learn from this process?
Ooh, what did I learn? I learned a lot about mentoring, I guess. You know, I've been on the college campus for quite some time, but you know, these guys, you have to take a little more patience with them. But they, you know, like I said, they started off kind of slow,
yeah.
But then they just took off like rockets. So yeah. It's like, you know, for me, it's just like patience,
sure.
And then. I mean, they're just amazing now.
Well, you know, just trying to feel their initial way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And stuff.
Exactly.
And really, I think that might be how it is when you have high school students who are trying to find their way as they go into a university setting. First semester can be kind of tough sometimes. Yeah. But
so it's unknown for everybody. So
absolutely. But that was great. Before we let you all run, thank you both for coming in today, Nicolette and Chance. Nicolette, I want to give you, is there anything else you'd like to add about this, please?
I just like, if when they expand to other high schools, I encourage everyone to join this, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that no other high school senior I know has got to partake in learning these things that you could never learn well in that, like, high school setting.
Yeah, fantastic. Chance?
I know when Ms. Campbell originally came to me seeking if I wanted to be a part of this program, she didn't really have an explanation of what it was. I kept asking, what is it? And she'd just say, it's a research position, internship, and that was pretty much all she could say because there's so many different options, and I didn't realize that yet. When we first came in, Tristan had multiple applications. Shay had multiple applications for different mentor possibilities, and he went through those and picked the ones that he thought would fit us the best. And then even then, we came down and had to do interviews with the lab and figure out which one we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much whatever you want it to be, because you can be specialized into whatever you're more interested in. So I think I was a little worried at first that I was going to get put into something that I didn't care about. And I think most students that are considering this need to go in with, you know, just go in full strong and just look for what they want and search around, because you'll find something that really interests you. If you're at all interested in research or biology or science of any kind, and I just, you know, more people are timid more than they should be,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, going gung-ho.
But now that you know what it is that you're looking for, and Nicolette, the same thing for you, you can go into your respective universities, you know, coming up in the fall and say, okay, this is what I've had. This is something tangible that I've done, which is huge, Shay. And now you can kind of move forward. And I think that's huge, is giving them the tangible experience to be able to say, look, I've, like Nicolette said, I've got kind of a little bit of a step up because I've actually been in a lab.
Of course, of course. You know, and in Nicolette's situation, the institution she'll be attending is a great institute. But what are you going to do in the summer? You know,
sure.
maybe you come back to Arkansas State and you continue your research, take that project up maybe after your undergraduate, get a master's or a PhD. So there's plenty of opportunities out there.